Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the morning commute with Lady Liberty and JJS. Oh, I said it backwards this time.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, you had a surprised look on your face like I forgot me.
Well, wait a minute. good morning. Good morning to you, everyone out there listening. We are off to a great start on this Tuesday and hope you are as well.
Yep. I am. I am all pumped up, and maybe I had too much coffee. Well, that's not possible. So, yeah, I'm just in a good mood. I mean, what else can I say? We have lots of really very interesting stuff to talk about.
I agree. And, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so we're going to get right into that. But, you know, let's do the right thing. Let's talk about, well, the Word of God with the Word of the Day, the Daily Word with Lady Liberty. What do you got?
All right. Sounds good to me. So the word of the day for Tuesday comes to us from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28, 29, and 31. And those read, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really good. We got to lean on him. That's where our strength comes from.
Yes, because exactly.
We're just getting started. This party is just getting started. We need endurance, right?
Yeah.
We are going to need to walk in strength that really is only going to come from him.
Right. Well, and you know, especially since, like we were talking about yesterday with the potential of the rapture happening on the Feast of Trumpets, well, we're still here. And
that's
it looks like everybody else is too. So as far as that goes, we're good to go.
Yep, exactly.
Just so long as we're not still here and everybody else is gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not worried that the rapture didn't happen this weekend.
Right,
as long as there's not a millions of other people that are not around anymore and we're still here,
I'd
be concerned. But
yep. Pray that we be found worthy not to have to go through the tribulation and that we save as many people before that happens.
Yes,
as possible.
Prayer. Yep. Well, we want to speak the truth. We want to call things out. And there are definitely some very interesting things that somebody in the network, a listener and a Amron operator, discovered this amazing little gem. I have to share with you. This is, let me find it. Oh, it's over at stream.org. Justice Ginsburg endorses eugenics. That she was a racist. What do they mean by this? Well, there is a New York Times Magazine interview where she's quoted in 2009, and this is what it says. Quote, "Frankly," said Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2009, "I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of." Close quote.
Wow. Holy smokes.
That is a globalist eugenicist.
Racist.
Yep. Right there.
Yep.
And this is someone who is being hailed and lifted up and admired and
exalted
by, if not worshipped, by all of these leftist globalist God haters.
Yeah.
And you know, the shameful part about this, and the part that baffles me, is this is a Jewish woman. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an ethnic Jew who knows full well, She's she was 89, so she was just born or just a baby, a child, but must know about the Holocaust and what happened to the Jews.
Right.
So here's somebody calling for certain people that we don't want too many of.
Right.
And supporting the murdering of them before they can even be born. I don't understand how somebody can think like that.
Well, and her counterpart would be somebody like George Soros, who also was Jewish. Now, first of all, we totally support the Jewish people and Israel. And in fact, I just donated to an Israel cause that helps support the Holocaust survivors that are now living in Israel.
Right.
So obviously we love them. But there are, I mean, just like everybody else, there's people that get lost along the way, and those two happen to be two of them, you know.
Well, even so. God said, you know, these people, these my own people, they're stiff-necked people. They do, how many times throughout the Old Testament we're reading and going, what in the world are you guys thinking?
Right.
But here we are.
We're Americans, no better.
Doing the same thing.
I know.
I look at my fellow countrymen and I'm going, what are you thinking?
That's right.
You people are insane.
Right.
The decisions you're making are so obviously self-destructive. How can you continue on with this path? Just like when we read in the Bible about the Israelites, the stuff that they did that brought God's wrath on them. Well, here we are, you know, doing the same thing. So I'm ultra puzzled when I see a prominent Jewish person who has power and influence that could do such great things,
right,
that fully understands the evil of, you know, racism and eugenics and the murdering of undesirable people, and supporting it.
I know, you know, I don't know how you can separate yourself from that. You know, because I studied the Holocaust in college. Most of my very, very long papers for sociology were on the subjects like subjects that I chose, which were the Holocaust and fascism and, you know, eugenics and stuff like that,
yes,
sterilization programs. And in fact, you know, it's just very unfortunate that our young people have been robbed of the study of true history, you know, because of Common Core, which has totally taken out American history that is truly accounted for and replaced it with this bogus, non-factual history of communism being so awesome and America being so horrible. And so in that loss of accurate history presentation, you know, they missed out on all the information about these sterilization programs that have happened in just about every nation.
Right.
And it all comes from these eugenics programs. And so there's Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking exactly word for word, like they always have, that all the people that support those sterilization programs.
Well, you've covered this extensively in your book as well. I mean, you really exposed this along with a lot of this other stuff in your book, The Perils of Sustainable Development.
Right.
And which is available, by the way, at amron.com. That's amron.com. Click on the gear store, and that book is actually in there. That's the best place to get it.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's direct. And
right.
They are on eBay. Well, like 30 or 40 bucks for a copy of it?
I know. I know. If you want to
like
pay
$12,
$15, yes, but they are. And so if you want to pay three times that amount, I suppose you could go to eBay or Amazon or something.
That must make you feel pretty good, too.
Well,
your books on eBay going for 40 bucks. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
And so, yeah, it's under the pen name, your pen name, Renee Holiday. But it's not under Lady Liberty. That's
right.
Her other
alias. It's not
alias.
Under my real name.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's under your alias. We got all these code names going on here, you know, one for each whatever situation you're in.
So long as they're positive.
Yeah. So far, so good. So, yeah, check that out. Because this is I'm really looking forward to the audio version of that
book.
I know
you.
Other
yeah,
people
I,
are too.
I am. I'm hoping to get to that real soon.
Well, you know, the communist roots here, the eugenicists, the globalists, and everything else, brought me to another story that came up just in the last, yesterday afternoon, I think. And there's a headline from faithwire.com, Black Lives Matter organization deletes their about page. You know, when you go to Black Lives Matter and you click on about to find out, you know, what they stand for. They removed a portion of calling for the disruption of the nuclear family. Well, some folks grabbed it beforehand. They, you know, they saved the page as HTML.
Uh-huh.
And we know that this is one of the planks of the communist movement, the communists. And the goals of the communists is to destroy the nuclear family. To destroy, you know, the father, the mother, the children, the nuclear family. It's the nucleus of a nation.
Right, right.
And with our morality, they said we need to target their morality. We need to go after their faith, their Christian faith, and we need to destroy the nuclear family.
Well, right, because the nuclear family is more or less the microcosm to the macrocosm, right? If you've got a strong nuclear family, you're going to have a strong macro society as well. And so the breakdown of the family is the beginning of that. And how better to break down the family than to allow all these gender confusion questions to start, you know, really taking a hold. And that's that right there is the most destructive of all.
Yep.
Because, you know, just like God had designed one man, one woman to be married, there's a reason for that.
Sure. And you go against God's order and you're going to have problems. You're going to have a breakdown of the way God's original design.
Right.
So here's a portion. This is what they tried sneaking off of their website, but it was grabbed by conservatives who've been watching these guys, and their true colors slipped out, right? And it's black, but it's like a black heart.
Right.
Right? It's dark, gooey, tar, black,
swamp.
Evil. Right. But this is what they moved. This is what they posted over here. In the since removed section of the website, Black Lives Matter said its mission is to, quote, disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, close quote, to, quote, dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so they can mother in private even as they participate in public justice work, close quote, as well as, quote, foster a queer-affirming network by freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, or rather the belief that all in the world are heterosexual.
Well, you know, there's something interesting that I just read that a friend pointed out to me from Daniel, I believe, 11. And I can't remember the exact verse, but it describes the Antichrist in the end of times as a man that was neither revered God nor women.
Right.
And so I thought that was very revealing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, yes, of course. Why would Satan want anything other than chaos?
It's like all the Nazis. He's going to be a militant homosexual.
Right. Yeah.
And all of his top henchmen and his officers and his bureaucracy heads and all of them are going to be militant homosexuals.
Wow.
We've seen this, you know, all of these oppressive regimes all through history. All the top people were, and also pedophiles.
Yikes.
Pedophiles and militant homosexuals all throughout the ranks. There's just a lot of research about, I think there's a book called The Pink Swastika that I read that it was like astounding how much it was all through the ranks.
That's right.
And so, you know, here we are, Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're really, truly showing this hardcore communist militant pro-homosexual, but they're insane at the same time. I mean, there's a whole street, this section of a town where the outdoor dining on the streets and mostly homosexuals sitting out there dining, and Black Lives Matter comes along, tells them they need to get the blankety blank out of here. You don't belong here. We're going to shut down your white privilege. And they're like, hey, we're homosexuals. We support Black Lives Matter. We're with you guys. And they're like, get out. You're white, basically.
Yeah. Right?
And then they started threatening to beat them up because they're white and they're there. So it's like at that point, it didn't matter if they were homosexual. They wanted to assault them because of the color of their skin.
Weird. Which group do they hate more, right?
I don't know. And what's strange is that most of the people that are threatening to carry out the assault are whites. they're white social justice warriors, Black Lives Matter. They're not black people, a lot of them.
That is so odd.
It's a very strange. It's bizarre. It's insane. It's demonic. It's
right.
demonic. That's
right.
the only explanation.
Yep.
It's so irrational. It's demonic.
Well, anytime you're a God hater, you're never going to be able to keep anything straight. You're
right.
you're not going to have the truth on anything, and you're not going to have order on anything either.
Yeah, nothing's going to make sense. It's yep. just chaos. It's whatever it takes to create all the chaos. It doesn't have to. It's not supposed to make sense.
That's right.
All right, let's take a break. Come back on, and we got a lot more stuff to cover. Not enough time to get into it all, but this is some pretty meaty stuff.
That's right. And
stuff that we need to be aware of that's going on around us. So hold firm, stand firm, patriots, Christians.
That's right.
Stand firm. This is just getting started. So this is the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Stay right there.
The strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree, and that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violet Sabo with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Commute, broadcasting out of Spokane. We are in Patriot territory, broadcasting in the Coeur d'Alene, Spokane area on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz and are live streaming. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on Listen to RFR so you can find out all the different ways you can listen to the different Radio Free Redoubt shows. And to include our previous shows, our podcasts on our Podbean site. This segment, segment two, is brought to you by Katie Armor, the C-A-T-I, Katie Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. Check them out at katiearmor.com. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And Katie, by the way, stands for Come and Take It, which I think is very cool.
I love it. It is very cool.
Yep. Yeah. That's kind of my viewpoint as well. It's like,
all of
really?
Our sponsors are very cool. Matter of fact, we've got some very cool sponsors coming on. Three
yes.
more
yep, that's
now
right. that's
lined
right.
up. I need to get back with them. Matter of fact, that's what I'm doing today.
Yep, and one more that I need to get in contact with here shortly. So
that's
maybe
exciting.
Four.
Thank
so.
You guys for your support. And thank you guys. You know, you can still support us. You can go to Radio Free Redoubt. We really need it, and we're really grateful for it. If you appreciate what we're doing with the Morning Commute, you find value in it, and you want to support us, we're very grateful for it.
Or you could also donate on my Podbean site if you wanted to go there as well, which is just thepoliticalchurch.podbean.com.
Yep,
and
that goes it all goes towards supporting what we're doing. It all goes to the same place. So
that's right.
It's all tied in together. So thank you. Okay, so what do you got? We've got a lot of information to go over in the next 7-8 minutes that we have.
Okay, so let's make a quick rundown. First of all, I've been kind of looking into the Biden polls because mm-hmm. I have kind of a red flag going on with their polls are just outrageous.
They are.
Saying that, you know, that all of America is overwhelmingly supporting Biden over Trump. And it's like, no, they're not.
I know.
You know, that's really crazy. It's not even close to being the truth.
It's weird.
And I have to speculate that why would they be doing that unless they plan to accuse the Trump win as being faulty or fraudulent.
Oh, we can't be trusted because it doesn't match up with polls.
With all the polls that we've been conducting.
That's exactly what they're trying to set. And that's what happened in Australia. They did the same thing to President Trump, the same thing to the prime minister in Australia. All the polls showed for months and months and months, oh, he's going to get wiped out. Double digits. I mean, his opponent, his leftist, globalist communist opponent is just going to smear him. It's a bloodbath. It's double digits. He's ahead in all the polls. And then when the election came through, he annihilated the leftist globalist communist. Right?
Yes.
And so I think that's going to happen here. People are sick and tired of this lie, of the COVID lie, the Chinese Communist Party lie,
right,
the Black Lives Matter lie, Antifa's lies and their tactics, their violence, and the leftist globalists doing nothing about it to restore order.
Right.
And the people have had enough. I think Trump is going to annihilate Joe Biden
in the election. Without a doubt.
And I think you are dead on. I think your assessment is so precise and so acute that's what they're trying to do. When Trump wins, they're trying to develop these fake polls that they can point to say, oh, for months and months, we've shown him ahead in all the polls. Now Trump wins mysteriously. I don't think so.
Right.
We challenge this. Pelosi even told him, Hillary even said to her advice to Joe Biden was, do not concede no matter what, no matter the cost, do not concede to President Trump after the election.
You can't do that. If you lose, you lose.
Arrest her.
Period.
Already.
I know. Good grief.
My goodness.
So when I looked into this, the majority of these polls, I'll refer to one poll source, which is YouGov, YOUGOV.com. And so most of these news sources about these polls refer to just one source. And so when I looked it up, what it says about YouGov says, at the heart of our company is a global online community where millions of people and thousands of political, cultural, and commercial organizations engage in a continuous conversation about their beliefs.
Wow.
And so are they taking polls from international contributors? Is this where they're getting these ridiculous hyped numbers from out of our nation?
It wouldn't be surprising at all.
Well, of course not. I mean, if they are a global online community where millions of people, can contribute to these polls, these aren't even Americans.
I know.
So, of course, every globalist and their dog is going to support a globalist presidential candidate, as in Biden, right?
Wow.
So the fact that they're putting all of this out there as if these are Americans all contributing to this is just a farce. And so I looked back towards, as far back as February to see what all of their other poll percentages were. And there's some interesting contradictions between February's polls compared to September's polls in this singular poll company, right?
Ah.
And so, for instance, back in February, this YouGov poll stated that 65% of the nation expects Trump to win, and 90% of the Republicans expect Trump to win, and that was in February. And so now, of course, their polls are saying, oh, no, Biden is way, head and shoulders above
right.
Trump, which is, conflicting to what they previously stated. And also, they were convinced that Sanders would beat Trump and Biden would not. And so, it's kind of interesting to see that in fact, the percentage was first of all, the first choice, the Democrats' first choice for the nominee was 28% for Sanders and only 17% for Biden.
Wow.
And so then there's some other interesting things one poll they ran was the question, who impressed you in recent Democrat debates? And the number one winner was Elizabeth Warren with 50%. And way down here at the very bottom was Biden with just 23%. And so,
wow. So
suddenly, Warren, what happened to Warren? If everybody is so impressed with Elizabeth Warren, how come she's not the candidate?
Right.
And why is basement Biden down here with 23% now the front runner, And so, it's just interesting. And all of their polls have some interesting wording as to, let me see here. It says, likely voters. Half of the likely voters, for instance, in this poll says half of the quote unquote likely voters in Wisconsin said they will vote for Biden in the election, while 44% said they will vote for Trump, according to this YouGov poll.
Right.
And so what do they mean? Likely voters. You know, what the heck is a likely voter?
Right.
You know, that means that doesn't really mean anything. And so these polls, I mean, you could be, I don't know, you could assume anything could be a likely voter. And so, I don't know, there's an awful lot of just the fact that, I mean, that it's a global community that contributes to this poll.
That's
from
right.
All around the world. And, you know, so, I don't know.
Well, it's a sham. We're finding out that it's just all a sham. So, and speaking of shams, here's one. This makes my blood boil right here. This article over at discern.com. California church crushed by $112,000 worth of county COVID-19 fines has agreed to move outdoors. So, this county,
wow.
This is a North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. The church announced after fasting and prayer, the church will cease holding indoor services and move their worship time outdoors after the fines from the county for the violations of its COVID-19 regulations rose above $112,000.
Wow.
So the county has agreed to drop its lawsuit, but they are not dropping the fines. $112,000, I wouldn't pay them a dime.
Not a dime. I would hire a very good attorney, and then I would get a hold of the Department of Justice and William Barr, because they
absolutely
are especially going after these kind of cases where they're attacking the churches.
Absolutely. And I would spend $112,000 on attorneys to get to sue the county for $112 million.
Oh, shoot. I would spend twice that much, even if it meant that I didn't give the county anything.
And go after each of those county commissioners who made that decision.
That's
or
right.
Any of the bureaucrats,
yep.
Personally
yep.
Accountable. Sue them until they are broke for the rest of their lives.
That's right. Exactly. That's how I feel about it as well.
All right,
and
well,
especially since the Department of Justice really wants to go after them.
They do. So, hey, take advantage of that, folks. We're out of time. Join us tomorrow night. We almost got fired up. This is almost turned into a Friday episode. But anyway, you guys have a blessed and a safe rest of the day. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right, everyone. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.